flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I want to react to that and talk about the love and how much of that is truly to go around for the Cavaliers. But Derek Rackley, Westwood One, joins us in 20 minutes as well.
The Entertainment and Debates with Ken Carmen, Anthony Wyman, don't stop at 10 a.m. Catch the emerging podcast scene Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:15. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra Channel on the Odyssey app at 92.3thefan.com. Presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episode.
I will say the greatest example of groupthink amongst NBA people is the idea that there was one guy that thought to put Darius as a starting guard from the Cavs and not Donovan, right? Like that it's Donovan versus Darius. Oh, that's nice. Darius, you're not going to be here. It's Donovan.
I don't even think they looked at it as like Donovan versus Darius. I think they just looked at it like Donovan's the star. No. He gets the pick. And then Dan Devine, of all people, was like, hey, no, Darius needs some more recognition. Maybe Darius's campaigns in the previous couple weeks, it paid off in the way of Dan Devine. I'm not sure. But I love the idea of it. He's like, listen, I know he wasn't going to get there. He didn't have the support. It wasn't going to happen, but I needed to basically put it out there that he deserved as much recognition, if not more, than what Donovan's got.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we've talked about ever since Fedor, I want to say about almost 3 weeks ago now.
And by the way, Fedor this morning, I believe, put both of them in his All-Star thing. I want to make sure that's clear as well. He didn't choose an either or, he just put them both in.
But 3 weeks ago, Fedor joined us, and he had talked about from Darius's camp, there's concern about, is he getting enough credit for the Cavs' incendiary start to the season? I mean, the fact that, and this is not an anti-Donovan thing, but it is just, and it is specific to... Two undersized guards hurt you in more than one way. It hurts you on the court and what you can and can't do and how people perceive your value. And it also hurts you in terms of, well, okay, I'll let one of them here. But, I mean, this is a wing lead. It's a big league. It's a big guard league. Like, it's just it's another way of showing that, yeah, it's really, really tough for both really damn good undersized guards to get the credit they deserve.
Yeah, that's why Donovan had to take a step back in many respects, right? But that's why I thought it was interesting that Dan kind of asked the question, wondering, is it Donovan taking a step back that is letting Darius shine, or is Darius just being so awesome that this is how this is shaking out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it goes without Donovan.
Right? I agree with that.
Like, and so that's that is I don't know that we've talked enough about that. Just how much credit Donovan deserves for saying, I'm cool with my minutes getting cut. I'm cool with other guys scoring more.
Most people across the city, I think, were the only ones that have at least advocated for it and had the discussions about should his MVP vote be higher because of that realization.
Well, and because the reality is we all look at this and we know, like, there are people outside of Cleveland who will look down on Donovan. Oh, only 23.5 points per game.
If you do the quick basketball reference look, which isn't fair to anybody, that's how you come up, though, with articles like where Dan's like, oh, every number you point to says Darius is having a better season than Donovan.
So I don't mean this specific to Dan. I think it is how a lot of analysis goes.
It's how you have to sometimes if you cover a national stage that way, you know?
Yeah, okay, but...
There's how many games on each night? When every team plays 82 games, it's the same problem baseball has. You know, how did the baseball writer in Seattle actually tell you whether or not he thinks Lane Thomas is good at baseball? It's really tough. There's 162 games a year.
And you can watch three less Knicks games a week. Yeah, you can watch three less Celtics games
a
week.
That's the problem, though, is that the national writers know my bread and butter is baked into the Lakers, the Knicks, the Celtics, all the top teams. So I have to have actual thoughts on who comes off the bench with the Lakers. They just don't have to do with the Cavs.
Well, you're right, and it should be noted.
I hate that I'm right.
That you're right.
You hate that I'm right, but it's how it is.
If there is a thought that, because that's why I asked the trade value question at the end of it.
Yeah.
Is there's a part of me in the back of my head that, as much as I'm enjoying this, knowing how just absolutely reductive so many of the takes are on the Cavs and on the guards and on how they fit together and how they play together, there is a part of me that wonders if there's just a natural statute of limitations. Not that that's Darius is doing, not that that's Donovan's doing, but it's just how the NBA works. At some point, credit does matter because it impacts your bottom line.
Yeah, and I think that's something we haven't discussed enough. We want to talk about things we haven't discussed enough is the idea that when it comes to Donovan got everything he wanted for this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, listen, we all heard the rumblings about what was going on with Donovan and JB Bickerstaff. Seems like Donovan won that battle. And on top of it, he's got his guy, Johnny Bryant, assistant coach. Like, Donovan's getting what he wants. And I think this is him saying, now I'll give you what you're asking for. Well, you know, I'll make this more of a team game than just a Donovan show.
But I don't think Darius would still be getting what he wants, because what Darius wants, this is...
Oh, no, I was talking Donovan.
Inevitably, well, yes, but I think I don't know you can give Darius. If Darius's ambitions are to be heralded as one of the 15 best players in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to do it on a roster with Evan and Donovan. You're never going to get that.
There's just not enough room
that.
At the end.
And and by the way, it's insane, because if you just swapped out Darius for Jaylen Brown, people would have no problem going, yeah, well, Donovan, Evan, and Jaylen are. But because they play the same position, there's going to be some sort of block into how people perceive Darius. And that gets back to the thinking, like, is there a statute of limitations on this? I'm not trying to be alarmist, because it could be 2 years from now. It could be 5 years from now. But at some point, I can empathize with Darius being like, wait. We just won 68 games, and all I hear is Donovan and Evan, and not in the, like, pay me more attention, but yeah, I mean, my money's going to be tied to this. My ability to make third team All NBA is tied to this.
Everything down to shoe endorsements are tied to whether or not people pay attention to you. I mean, it's a reality. Listen, when the big three in Miami happened, Chris Bosh was the third man. You know, like there's a clear identification to all
of
this.
And he did not like it.
No, he didn't, because he was a star in Toronto.
He accepted it until he didn't.
Until he didn't. He was winning titles, and you could see he got mad about the whole ordeal. And I don't know. It felt like Darius at times this year had kind of swerved into that lane. Like, all right, I'm not getting enough credits. So that's why he became so vocal. That's why he was talking at every turn to ESPN, doing the podcast with Draymond Green. Like, this is how you got vocal Donovan. Listen, vocal Darius. I don't know Dan Devine's relationship with Darius, but what I do know is that Dan mentioned him doing a piece with Darius last year. Like, clearly, there are people out there that Darius wants to go ahead and say, hey, prop me up a little bit.
Well, and I mean, I think, like, even the Cavs, like, how much can you do to get Darius? And none of this is me wanting any of this. But it is a complication when you have, and the Cavs really are, the classification of a super team. If you have three or more all-stars, if you've got three or more max contracts, yeah, you're a super team, even if it doesn't look like the way it did in Miami, where LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh moved media traffic like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they don't treat you that way, yeah, you've got superstars on your team. And, you know, and I think some of this is just to point out, I think it's inevitable. I think it's inevitable at some point you are going to have to choose between Darius and Donovan, not because of anything between them, but because of how the NBA works and how it's just natural that these things eventually grow into something else. And I don't. This is the one way in which I wonder if the Cavs are suited for this.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, can I get to it real quick?
Yeah.
I don't know they're suited to make that decision when it needs to be made. Meaning, like, Kobe's so patient with stuff and so deferential. That's not a bad thing, by the way. But I don't know that Kobe's going to naturally notice when it's time to make the right decision and choose between those two. Because if you do that, you can get the next player to play perfectly along either one of those guards, whomever you choose. You can do that. But you have to be the guy that's driving it. You can't wait for Darius or Donovan to say, I'm not getting the credit I want, I'm out. And I think that's a really tough, and let me put it this way. I said, I don't know if Kobe's a guy. I don't know anybody is. It's a really, really tough decision, and one you try and put off as long as you can.
How would this have gone down if the All-Star nods had made Darius a starter and not Donovan?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think Donovan's beyond. He's not beyond it.
No, you can't. We can't assume he's beyond.
But I think
like
he
part
is,
of why he's taking the step back is it's come with the idea that he's getting all the accolades and the acclaim still. And when ESPN does the showcase, they put his name, they put his face. He's the guy on the marquee still. If all of a sudden that became Darius Garland, does he have a snapback reaction that maybe isn't the greatest? I don't know.
I don't know. I think Donovan is. I think this step back shows you where his priorities are.
I would hope
his priorities are
if that's
in
the case,
postseason.
Then you only have to massage Darius's ego in all of this.
No, it's so complicated. Team dynamics with money and I don't want to throw this because they seem to be doing a really good job of subjugating it now. But ego and it's so complicated. And so I would tend to think like when it comes to All-Star game appearances, I don't know how much that's going to matter to Donovan ever again because I think he understands the correlation. Of if I'm the guy that wins them a championship, or if I'm the guy that gets them to the Eastern Conference Finals and I'm dropping 25, 30 points a game in the playoffs, all of a sudden I'm going to be an all-star again next year. Does that make sense?
No, I think he knows that built in. I think that's baked into that idea. I'm worried about Darius in this whole thing. And then what you laid out there, the reason why I think they're not going to have to necessarily answer to that in maybe not for years to come is that idea. You just make sure that Darius can play the way that he is right now, getting the recognition from guys like Dan Devine. Listen, Darius knows he's not ever going to be a top five player in this league. That's not Darius Garland. But as long as he's able to get some recognition, I think he'll be all right.
I could see it being an issue as soon as this summer. And I think the Cavs have to prepare for that. You don't have to think it's going to happen. But you have to prepare for the idea that if this summer, the trade demand might come this summer. And again, I'm not forecasting anything. I'm just like you and I have talked more about this conversation, which is about Darius and credit.
Yeah.
And I give credit to Fedor for making sure it's out there and having this as part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Because it should be, and this is a logical extent of a conversation of two similar players on a team that, let's be honest, unless LeBron's in town, does not get the kind of credit they need. But it would not surprise me, even if you do get to the Eastern Conference Finals and you push this thing to seven games, but you lose. Hell, it wouldn't surprise me if you won the damn thing and the conversation came up. Because in the end, it's not a conversation that the Cavs control, right? The Cavs cannot control the way people view their players. You can throw it out there,
right, but
it doesn't mean they're going to take the bait.
That's why this is a good thing, seeing Darius get the spotlight like this and seeing him have some of these conversations. No, but It's Yahoo. It's a national platform. Like, people are discussing this all day long. Like, this is a good thing for Darius. I'm not saying it takes everything away, but if, like, Darius wanted some recognition, this is a part of that. It's just figuring out how much recognition he'd actually need. And if you did make it and have an Eastern Conference Finals appearance or make it to the NBA Finals, would that enough recognition on top of it?
The conference title games this weekend in the NFL. Derek Rackley tells us whether he leans Chiefs or Bills at 422 on 92.3 The Fan.